great summer for you, your first PGA Tour, and just great times, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was an experience I'm going to remember forever, regardless of the scores. I mean, it was a lot to take in and all that stuff, just with the atmosphere and just everything outside of the golf course as well. So I learned a lot about myself that week and kind of things I got to do going forward to improve on. So overall, it was just a great learning experience last week.
Now, I went to Minnesota. That was where the event was. What was your feeling from your first PGA Tour event to being like the Korn Ferry? I mean, what, nerves? Were you more nervous than usual?
Well, I actually haven't even teed it up in a tour event, PGA Tour, Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Canada, anything like that until last week. So that was kind of getting my feet wet last week, and I was very, very thankful to get that opportunity. And like I said, I'm going to improve from it going forward as well.
So it was a little different from, I mean, sure, you've had some big tournaments you've had a chance to compete in, but this one was kind of a little bit extra special, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, I've dreamed of playing on the PGA Tour since I was a little kid, and it's something I want to do for a living and compete out there against those guys week in and week out. So to finally get my first taste of it was pretty special, and to have my dad there for it as well was even better.
You knew he wouldn't miss this for the world.
I figured he probably wouldn't. He called me, I think it was on Tuesday, and he's like, I'm going to start driving up Wednesday, and I was like, all right, we'll see you out here.
He wouldn't miss this, and he was with you throughout both rounds, huh?
He was there for every hole, so that was pretty cool. There was a lot of people out there, and he took a lot of good photos and everything, so it was definitely a memory we're going to cherish forever.
So, and on that course in Minnesota, was that your first time ever playing that course?
Yes, it was. So the Monday qualifier was actually a pretty crazy story as well. So I was playing Colorado State Open in Denver, and that finished Sunday, and I was supposed to fly into Minneapolis Sunday night, get in at about 1 a.m. Flight got delayed a few hours, so it got pushed back to 4 a.m., so I was kind of scrambling. It's about 4 p.m. on Sunday at this point when I looked at it, and I'm scrambling trying to find a flight, and I found this flight at 6 a.m. that landed at 9:05 in Minneapolis. So I landed there, got out of the airport about 9:30, 9:40, had a 40-minute drive to the golf course, grabbed some food quick, pulled into the course at 10:30 a.m. and teed off at 11:30 a.m. First time to Minnesota, and got through the Monday qualifier in a 4-for-3 playoff. So that was pretty cool.
Talk about scramble mode. Wow.
Absolutely.
Didn't get much sleep, did you?
Not really. I was up at about 3 a.m. on Monday morning and didn't really sleep on the flight or nothing. And I mean, I think after I kind of got myself into the playoff after the 18th hole, I think a little bit of adrenaline kicked in, and I wasn't really fatigued as I thought. So
thank goodness for adrenaline, huh?
No kidding. I agree.
Because in a situation like that, to start, boy, you want to be dragging, and thank goodness it kicked in and gave you a little bit of a boost, huh?
Absolutely. It sure did.
Yeah. To get to this that Minnesota event, you had to qualify before that, didn't you?
No. So I was already in the Monday qualifier. With my Korn Ferry status this season, on the PGA Monday qualifiers, I get a bypass having to do pre-qualifying, which is a pretty good perk to have.
There you go. So what you did up to that really helped out, didn't it?
Correct, it did.
How about the rest of summer? I mean, you've been at some different tournaments. Do you feel like your game's right now pretty good?
I mean, it's been a grind. Like I said, I've played 14 Monday qualifiers this season and kind of sprinkled an event in here and there, but it's mostly been qualifiers for the most part, so it was nice the last couple of weeks to finally get some tournament reps and kind of see where my game's at and see what I got to do going forward.
It was kind of cool. The Nebraska Golf, I know their Facebook page and their website really give you a big boost, give you kudos for qualifying for your first one.
They did. I mean, everybody did. It was more than I could have asked for, and it was a lot. And it was so hard to get to everybody's messages in a timely manner just because there were so many coming in and I was so busy trying to get ready for the week and stuff. So it was that's kind of another experience that I learned this week as well, is kind of put the social media aside during tournament week and get into tournament mode.
Now you're getting ready for Omaha, aren't you?
Correct. Pinnacle Bank Championship next week.
There you go. So you got this week to kind of work in some things, get some rest, and then the build-up for the start of won't be this weekend, but the following weekend.
Correct. Next Thursday through Sunday.
What about competing in this one, Ed? It's a big tournament for the state of Nebraska, isn't it?
It is, and it's my first Corn Ferry event of the season, and I mean, I've been a conditional status member of the tour all season too, so it's nice to finally have a guaranteed start coming up here, and I've been looking forward to this through the entire season, honestly.
What doing well in this tournament, what will it do for you? I mean, if you do well, obviously it's going to boost you through down the line, isn't it?
Absolutely. So just mainly trying to focus on just playing my game this week, not really trying to worry about anything else, and just try to keep it as lighthearted as possible. I mean, it is just golf at the same time, so not trying to put that extra bit of pressure on myself as well. So, I mean, playing well would honestly, it would go a long ways, especially kind of with the season winding down. So just really trying to narrow the focus down on that and just play my game and try to get after it the best I can.
You've played this Omaha course before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Have you done well in the past?
Yes, they had a Indian Creek Invitational. It's like an amateur event. I played, goodness, it's been a while ago now, probably 5 or 6 years ago. I think a junior or senior year in high school, something like that. And I think Nate Vance and I, we actually went into a playoff, and the winner of that actually got a spot into the Corn Ferry event. And he ended up getting me in the playoff on the second hole, I think, or something like that.
So it's not, that's, of course, isn't foreign to you. You've had a chance to golf it before. You'll get some practice rounds, I take it, won't you?
Absolutely. I'm going to get in probably Sunday afternoon this next week and just kind of hang out. And I think there's a pro-am Monday I got into as well. So
that's great. Now, you, before this, earlier in the summer, you've been busy with different tournaments too, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. I have been all over the place just trying to get through one of these qualifiers, and to finally do so at this last one in Minnesota felt pretty good, and kind of I feel like I got a little bit of regained confidence from it as well.
The earlier tournaments, I know, talking to your dad every now and then when I see him, you compete, and you posted some pretty decent scores, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, the Monday qualifiers are a little bit of a crapshoot just because you got to shoot right around 7 to 9 under just to qualify, but I mean, I know I'm capable of it, and it's just a matter of doing it when you need to, like when the time matters most.
Now, after Omaha gets done, you said the season's kind of winding down. What's it look like schedule-wise for you?
Right now, I just got Omaha, and then I think like another tournament, but things can change as well. It just kind of depends on how this next week unfolds.
Yeah, if you do well in this tournament, look out. Some bigger things can happen for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Everything else, golfing, getting through the summer months, and just that's the ultimate goal, is that Corn Ferry. You'd love to get on permanently for next year, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. That's a goal of mine, is just try to get some guaranteed starts this next season and just kind of roll with momentum and play well in a few events and get you into more events later on in the season as well. So just kind of trying to put the foot down and just go and go and go.
I talked to Brandon Crick the other day, and of course he's back in town a little bit. You're kind of back. You guys talk when you can, and of course he'll be competing in Omaha too.
Yeah, absolutely. We usually get out there and play when we're both back in town at least once or twice. We actually did play yesterday as well, and I think we're going to play a couple more times this week, and I think we're also going to play a practice round next week as well. So
it's good to kind of pick his brain a little bit. He's been doing it for a number of years, and just to kind of, you guys talk back and forth and learn more from each other, can't you?
Absolutely. He's been a pretty good mentor to me the last couple years as well, kind of just giving me a lot of good advice, and I'm pretty thankful to have that. So
all right. Well, you're going to have some family down there at Omaha coming up next week. That'll be a lot of fun having them, too.
Absolutely. It's going to be awesome. They're trying to break the attendance record this year at Pinnacle Bank, so hopefully we see a lot of familiar faces out there.
Grandma Eva will be right there each and every hole going along with you, along with your dad, right?
Yep, she'll be there. So
hey, best of luck. Noah, always good to have you in studio, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Rich. I appreciate it.